You're listening to EPN, the ePodcast Network.
This is Enterprise Radio and your host, Eric Dye.
And once again, this is Eric Dye, and welcome to Enterprise Radio, your EPN channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, authors, and top executives who have experienced great success, as well as the sharing of their latest creations, products, and or services that can help you build your business, leading to business success. Today, we are joined by Margie Worrell, who is an international thought leader in human potential, who is passionate about empowering people to live and lead more courageously. Her new book is Brave, 50 Everyday Acts of Courage to Thrive in Work, Love, and Life. Margie, certainly a privilege to have you with us today on Enterprise Radio.
Oh, it's great to be here with you.
So, Margie, for starters, what particular brave qualities do people who want to launch a business or to be an entrepreneur, for that matter, need to have?
Look, you know, when you're looking at launching a business and being an entrepreneur, you've got to be willing to take a risk. And I think, we're actually wired to sometimes avoid risks. And it can take a lot of courage just to put yourself out there, believe in your idea, believe in yourself, and go, I'm going to back this. And I think so. We've got to be willing to step into the uncertainty. We've got to be willing to take the risk, and we've got to be willing to really, we've got to be really clear about why we're doing it. What's the big why behind why we're willing to take the risk? Because unless you're clear about why you're going to do it, then you're not going to be able to stay the course to meet success.
If you would, tell us about a time in your life where you didn't feel brave and how you overcame that situation.
I've had plenty of times where I haven't felt brave. But as I wrote in my latest book, Brave, you know, it's not the absence of fear or self-doubt. You know, courage is just taking action in the presence of it. And, I've certainly done that just countless times since I growing up on a small farm in rural Australia. But I think when I launched my second career, I was initially in the corporate world working in marketing for, you know, big global corporations. And I decided it wasn't what I wanted to do with the rest of my life. And I decided to set up my own business. And in the beginning, it was just doing coaching. And you know what? I moved to America a year or two earlier. I didn't have a big network. I didn't have any name or identity that I could kind of put out there. And I had a lot of fear. You know, what if I fail? What if I fall short? What if no one will value what I have to offer? But I felt really passionate about what I was doing. And I think the passion that I had for it, and being willing to learn from my mistakes as well, is what allowed me to just continually put myself out there and show up and show up and show up and try different things until I really got traction and things really took off for me.
Certainly is encouraging. What is something you do to find someone's potential?
I think everybody, we talk about potential and, it's a word that can get used a lot. Well, every single person has something that they can do and value that they bring that's unique. And, you know, we all have talents at different things. We all have strengths at different things. We have different skill sets. And I think it's finding that intersection between, you know, what you've learned, the knowledge you've gained over the course of your career and your life, your innate talents, the things that you're just naturally good at, the things you were good at, you never had to go to college for. People come to you and go, hey, can you help me with this? It's just what your natural strengths are, and I think what it is that we really love to do. Because if you're not passionate about it, you might be good at something, but if you don't enjoy doing it and find it rewarding, you're never really going to excel, or you're not going to be happy if you are excelling. So I think potential is really about that seed that we have in us to do something that's worthwhile and it makes a difference while also giving us a sense of success and meaning. So I think, you know, looking at that intersection, what are you naturally good at? What are your skills and your knowledge? You know, where is there a need in the world? What do you enjoy doing? And I think in there lies that potential. But potential can lie dormant unless we're willing to be courageous and put ourselves out there and believe in what we have to do and learn as we go along. Be willing to make mistakes too.
Today we're joined by Margie Worrell, who is an international thought leader in human potential who is passionate about empowering people to live and lead more courageously here on Enterprise Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Margie, why is it important to you that you help inspire people, and how can we inspire those around us in our everyday lives?
Yeah, you know, often we think about what it is we're doing every day, but I think more important than what you might be doing is who you're being. You know, when people have an experience of you, when they interact with you, whether they're doing business with you, whether you live with them or your colleagues or they're people you know socially or professionally, you know, what's the impact you make on people? You know, because our emotions are contagious, our mindset impacts other people. And I think just being mindful, I think, of who you're being versus is distinct from what you're actually doing when it comes to inspiring people around you. And if you think about it, the people that, you know, have inspired you the most in life, maybe they're people you know, maybe they're people you just know of, maybe they're historic figures. But it's really, you know, how they went about living their lives and how they dealt sometimes when the chips were down. And, you know, so I think when it comes to inspiring people, I think how we go about living our own lives, not just when we succeed, but when we fail, when we're coming up against challenges. And I know for me, you know, it's easy to be positive and enthusiastic and kind when everything's great. But what about when it's not? And so I challenge everybody listening, just think about how are you responding to the challenges you're facing? What are the conversations you're having? What's the attitude you're bringing to things and the energy you're bringing? Because that is going to inspire other people far more than anything you actually do. But your doing obviously flows from who you're being. And I think encouraging people all the time. You know, I constantly, you know, I see people sometimes doing things and I think, you know, I don't think what they're doing is going to produce the success that they're looking for, the results that I know they really want. And so I encourage them on their strengths, encourage them. It's like, hey, you're great at this. You know, I think you should really do more of this versus saying, hey, you're not that good at this over here, but focusing on what they're good at and encouraging them to do more of that.
Certainly makes a lot of sense. Lastly, what do you hope readers will get from reading your book?
Look, I hope they'll get three core things. One, I hope they'll get just the inspiration around what it is that they, what's the highest intention they have for their life, just that clarity of vision. Like, what is it you want to do with your life? Who is it you want to be? I think a lot of people lack that clarity of vision, and I really try and help people clarify what their highest intention is, what their big purpose is, their big why. Secondly, the book has a lot of tools in it for being more resilient, for how do you deal with failure, how do you deal with mistakes, how do you deal with life when it doesn't go to plan. And, you know, I draw on my background in psychology, coaching, and in the corporate space, and as a mum of four kids, actually, to give people tools to be stronger and bounce back faster. And the third thing is really about helping people get present to where fear and sometimes unconscious fears are piloting their lives. So we can't overcome fear. Is a very powerful emotion, and it can really run our lives if we aren't keeping it in check. So helping people identify where their fear is holding them back and their self-doubt, and then giving them some action steps to actually move right through it so that they're really in purposeful action. And, you know, if every day we were doing something really brave and really purposeful and we were focused on what matters most, you know, we can accomplish extraordinary things. So I hope people will pick up the book every day and just, you know, there's 50 short, sharp chapters. Get something that'll just speak to them that day that they can use in their life. I tried to make it a really practical book, whether it's saying no to someone so you can spend more time on something that matters, or it's having a difficult conversation or a bit of self-care. Those things will allow them to ultimately live a braver life but also create a better life.
Great information. Certainly appreciate your time today. Where can our listeners find you online and also find your books, and where can they pick up those as well?
I've got my own website, margiewarrell.com, but the book is, if they go to trainthebrave.com, I have a 10-day Train the Brave challenge. Every day a video from me. I hope hopefully people can understand my Aussie accent, and challenging them to do something brave every single day for 10 days. And it's my experience and research shows that when we do that, we actually do build confidence to be more courageous in every area of our life. So I encourage people, go to trainthebrave.com. They can find out about the book, watch video, purchase the book through the retailers, and sign up for my challenge.
Well, Margie, certainly do appreciate this tremendous resource in your latest book, The Info Shared Today, and thanks so much for spending a moment with us today on Enterprise Radio.
Pleasure. It's been really a wonderful opportunity to speak to you.
And thanks once again. We've been speaking with Margie Worrell, the author of her new book, Brave 50 Everyday Acts of Courage to Thrive in Work, Love, and Life. And once again, the websites of reference is MargieWorrell.com as well as TrainTheBrave.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Pick up our iPhone or Android mobile app for your mobile listening convenience. And once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio here on EPN. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit epodcastnetwork.com. This is the ePodcast Network.